May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madni Channel, to your program Spiritual Cures, which you'll find only on Madni Channel. Before we move on towards the messages that we've received, I'd like to include one of the benefits of reciting Durood and Salam upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jalla writes the reward of one Qirat for him. And one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a beautiful reward of reciting durood. And look how many times you recite it. If you just put it into comparison, reciting durood once, and then those of you who have been fortunate to the blessed lands, I am referring to Makkah and Medina. But when you visit Medina, there is a mountain there which is known as Mount Uhud. And if you have been on Umrah, then you'll definitely have been there, because it does come amongst the basic ziyarats that the group leaders etc. take you on. So Mount Uhud. Now, if you look at this mountain, it's enormous. And the beauty of this mountain is that this mountain, the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned regarding this mountain, that I love the Mount Uhud and the Mount Uhud loves me. Now, if you look at the size of this mountain, it's enormous. And when the person, the benefit of this durood was that if you recite Durood-e Paak once upon the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get reward of one qirat. And what is one qirat? It's equal to the weight of Mount Uhud. It's equal to Mount Uhud. And how gigantic is Mount Uhud? So how much blessings there are in just that one Durood-e Paak. So let's try to make a habit of reciting Durood and Paak, Durood-e Paak upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Just wanted to emphasize a little bit on that, Adil Bhai. Before we move on to the messages, I'd just like to welcome our Ruhani Ilaj guest, who's with us, Adil Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Adil Bhai? You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you well?
Alhamdulillah.
We appreciate you joining us again this week. And we'll move on towards some messages. I've received some messages. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a wazifa for diabetes or sugar, as very commonly mentioned in our language? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a wazifa for high cholesterol? High cholesterol. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a spiritual cure for back, neck and shoulder pain? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. I wanted to ask, can we read Ya Shahidu 21 times every day on children, or can we only read it for a few days and then we should stop? I think this is probably one of the viewers who've asked for this vazifa, and this particular vazifa, for those of you who you might be guessing, what was this vazifa for? Ya Shahidu, 21 times. This particular vazifa is given for disobedient children. So maybe at some point this vazifa was given to somebody and they didn't know whether they only need to do it for a few days or whether they continue. So in regards to this, it is for disobedient children, and it mentions that you put your hand on the forehead and you recite Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, 21 times. And you'll continue this. It's not just for 3 or 4 days. You'll continue this until your child becomes obedient. So as per need and as per requirement, until your purpose is fulfilled, you'll continue to do this, inshallah. Sure. GD, if I leave them with you, inshallah.
For diabetes, somebody's asking for it last week as well, I think. So we received this message. May Allah cure them from all illness, especially the diabetes. One wazifa is very beautiful wazifa. If you do regularly, inshallah, with that, your diabetes will get cured, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا.
So this is the ayah, this is the verse, Surah Bani Israel, verse 80. Just memorize it. So read, recite the Quranic dua 3 times daily in the morning and evening for 2.5 months. Blow on a water and drink it. Inshallah, diabetes will get
for cured.
2.5 months.
Okay, 2.5 months. Okay, so it's got duration.
Duration.
How long limits. You need to do yes. this?
Okay. 2.5 months regularly, obviously, they're going to read them in the morning and in the afternoon as well. So blow on the water and drink it. With that, inshallah, diabetes will get clear.
SubhanAllah. This is the brother from Preston. So I hope you've understood that. So there is a duration for this particular spiritual cure. And it's 2.5 months. So you need to keep this continuity in this. And inshallah, if Allah wills, then this problem of diabetes, inshallah, will be relieved, will be cured, inshallah.
Regarding cholesterol, I was obviously struggling to find, but I found it.
Okay,
it's in the Urdu. But I'll mention it, inshallah.
If you mention it, I'll try to give an overview if I can.
Allah Bek. It's a Ramadi, which is a krele, a normal we obviously use in our home.
So, bitter melon.
The krele and make them dry. After the peeling them, make it dry and make a powder. In the morning and in the evening, just take a few spoons, 1 or 2 spoons, whatever you obviously like it, regularly, inshallah, with this, not only cholesterol, with the sugar, with the blood pressure as well, you're going to get, inshallah, beneficial.
So three in one.
Three in one. Alhamdulillah. That's if you want to find it, Mendik Sabar Bichu. Mendik Sabar Bichu. That's the Risala, that's the booklet of Amir Ahle Sunnah. You can find it in that.
Frog upon a scorpion or something like that. The translation of this booklet can be downloaded from the Dawud Islami website. Or if you've got a Dawud Islami bookshop in your locality, then you can also visit the Dawud Islami bookshop, namely Maktabatul Madina, and it can be purchased from there. So it's Mendik Sawar Bichu in Urdu, and the English translation is something like scorpion on a frog, something like that. That's what the title is. So it can be downloaded from Dawat Islami's website, totally free as well, www.dawatislami.net, and just scroll over to the book section and then type into the search, and inshallah it will bring it up as well. So you can take it from there. And alhamdulillah, beautiful home remedy that Adil Bhai has just mentioned in regards to, I know we asked for something for high cholesterol and he's given us something which is 3 in 1. So high cholesterol, blood pressure, and what was the third thing? And diabetes as well. SubhanAllah. So karele is also known as bitter gourd as well. Okay, bitter gourd. So karela, I think we all understand karela anyway. So basically you need to get some karela. Obviously, it has seeds, so they usually split it in half and take the seeds out from inside. But I'm just mentioning the normal practice. Normally, when they bought to cook, And it's usual practice that they actually scrape the outer, the rough, you can say, not the scaly, because it's very scaly. It resembles like crocodile.
True.
It resembles like crocodile skin. So usually what happens is the outer scaly skin area is usually scraped away. Then it's split in half and the seeds are normally taken out and thrown away.
Yeah.
And then it's cut into pieces and, you know, then it's fried and cooked, you know, however.
Different
people cook it in different ways. But here it mentions that don't scrape any of the bits off. Just split it in half, but don't even throw the seeds away. Just split it in half and maybe cut it into small pieces, but leave it out to dry. So I know in Pakistan they usually leave it out in the sunshine. I know we don't get much sunshine, but you know, we can try. If you put it into a tray or something, and whenever the sun's out, you put it out into the sun. And basically you're waiting for it to dry. So it'll all dry up, and once it's all dried up, and it can be done here, because I know a lot of the elderly, our mothers, you know, they make achar and etc. And they always, you know, different things they cut and leave to dry and etc. So this can be done as well.
I think so. Asian chefs, they have a already made pack as well, dried, but I'm not sure.
So if it's available, that's fine. But if not, it can be easily done. I think the best is that you do yourself. When you do yourself, when you put some effort into it, then it gains more blessings as well. And then plus, it's pure stuff. You've made it, prepared it yourself. There's no bad ingredients in there, etc. But anyway, you put it out to dry, you let it dry, and then once it's dry, then you'll grind it and make it into powder form.
Yes.
So it'll become powder, and once it's become powder, that's when you will take a spoon, half a spoon,
one spoon
as you can, because we all know kareli. I've been eating them from, I actually love kareli, but I've been eating them from a very small age. And a little secret that my mother used to mention to me, that son, eat these and you'll never have tooth pain. And when I was younger, letting into a bit of a secret now, going back in time. But when I was younger in my school days, and I mean like you can say primary school days. In them days, when I was in school, it wasn't primary school. It used to be first school and middle, first school and middle school. It used to be, and nursery before that. So when I was in, when I was still in my middle school days, I actually suffered a lot of tooth pain. And tooth pain and ear pain were two sort of pains that I suffered quite a lot. So when my mother gave me this nuskha, this remedy, and she mentioned to me that, son, eat kareli and your teeth will never hurt. And that really clicked for me. And I used to eat them just because of that. And alhamdulillah, I've been eating them. I actually love them, now. Is one of my favorite dishes, alhamdulillah. But yeah, so anyway, come back to the topic, that will so dry and then eat with water. I know they're bitter. This is why they call bitter gourd as well. So it is bitter, but we're having it as medicine. So medicine doesn't always have to be sweet. So you can basically have some and either drink some water on top, or maybe have half a spoon of honey or something, I don't know, something, or even a sweet. I know some of my children, when they're having something which is bitter, they love that they have something ready to quickly put in the mouth afterwards. But yes, beautiful wazifa there, Adil Bhai, home remedy in regards to high cholesterol, diabetes, and blood pressure, subhanAllah. Ji, Adil Bhai. Can I mention a few messages before we go to some more answers from yourself? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is for my daughter. She gets sick really often. She has autism and a few other problems that we mentioned since a long time. She's ill most of the time. Still remains ill, so they haven't been telling her off much, and now there seems to be like mood swings and etc. So there's problems in regards to her listening, etc. as well. So Adil Bhai, if you can have something in regards to a child who remains ill quite a lot. I know I just mentioned autism. I remember, Adil Bhai, there was a vazifa which was given by Amir al-Sunnat, Damad Barakatum al-Aliyah, in regards to autism. If you find that, if you can mention that in regards to autism, I'll just put here autism, and then we know it's this question here. Okay, so we've come to that part of the program where it's a segment. And what's the segment called? Today's Spiritual Cure. Over to you, Adil Bhai.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Spiritual Cure, and today's Spiritual Cure is invoke this intruban and distress. It is narrated from Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq, whoever invoke Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana 5 times in helplessness, may Allah grant him peace from the thing that he fears and bless anything that he desire. Meaning if anybody's scared or anybody's have a fear in heart that he's going to have some trouble from these things, then just read 5 times, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. Inshallah, Zabajal, everything will get clear. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Beautiful spiritual cure that's been mentioned of today. So anytime when you're feeling troubled, you're feeling down, you feel upset, you feel distressed, you're fearing something, that something's going to happen, or you're just feeling scared, any of these type of problems that you're facing, recite Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana 5 times. And inshallah, this the fear, the trouble, the distress, the anxiety, whatever feelings that are overcoming you, inshallah, they will be removed. And it can be also recited when you are in need for something, when you desire something, this can also be recited then. And it's also mentioned in regards to this that make it a part of your dua. Allah, and inshallah, your duas will be answered. And those of you, alhamdulillah, viewers of Madhi channel, who do attend the weekly gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami, whether it's the Islamic brothers attending the brothers' ijtima, the weekly gathering, or whether it's the Islamic sisters attending the sisters' weekly gathering, then you will have noticed that when the final dua is being made, it usually starts with Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Rabbana. Yeah? So, alhamdulillah, do make this a part of your own dua as well. You know, we don't need to just wait until that once a week when you go to the ijtima. Whenever you make your supplications, do include this Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana amongst your dua. And it's mentioned that, mention it 5 times. And inshallah, azawajal, this will also be a means of acceptance of your dua and Allah azawajal answering your dua.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Beautiful spiritual cure for today, MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
Ji Adil Bhai.
Yes, regarding neck, back pain, body pain, if somebody's have this problem, may Allah cure them from these type of pains and illness. Very, very beautiful method, which is if you're going to do it regularly, hopefully any body pain will be cleared, inshallah. After salah, or recite this ayah 7 times and perform them on both hands, then rub the hands on the area of a pain. The pain will recede. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
Subhanallah.
So this is the verse, part 28, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 21. So try to memorize it. Whenever you feel the pain, just read it, blow it on your hand, and rub it, inshallah, azawajal, your pain will be get released, inshallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can you do istikhara for me? I'm having marriage issues. I'll send this on, inshallah, azawajal. Adil Bhai, if you can take a spiritual cue out in regards to marriage issues as well. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you do mine and my husband's istikhara, please? My legs hurt mainly my right, and often I suffer with back pain. And my husband has been ill and he's not been able to go to work. Okay, and basically struggling with making ends meet. So blessings in sustenance here as well. It's mentioning for one reason or another, the car breaks down and is feeling tired, etc. Ever since they've come back from Pakistan, so they're having difficulty ever since they've come back from Pakistan. So they want to have the istikhara done. Inshallah, we've got a nuskha. We haven't got. I mentioned one. For blessings, but inshallah, if you did miss it, I will just recap it as well. Once Adil Bhai is taking these these spiritual cures out as well, inshallah. Just one more, Adil Bhai, if I can mention. So that's gone for istikhara. My mum's name is, my husband's name is, and my husband's mother's name is. Okay, so it's another request for istikhara. So we'll send that on as well. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, my name is and my mother's name is, and I'm not sure what the problem is. I'm feeling confused. So, inshallah, we'll do istikhara, inshallah. State of confusion, Adil Bhai, if you can have some spiritual cure in regards to that. Assalam. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do try to give. Salam and it's complete because we're giving away good deeds, and you know if we say it in the entirety, we'll gain more good deeds. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a dua for Nazar?
Inshallah,
for Nazar. Inshallah. Jee, Adil Bhai, I'll leave them with you. In fact, there's one other one. I wanted to mention this one. Let's mention this one. And then I'll let you carry on. Assalamu alaikum. It's actually istikhara. And you can also maybe give us some vazifa for this as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There were two cows in our village and they were all right until a dog went past right under the cows. And then in 2 days' time, both of them died.
Allahu Akbar.
We have noticed two shopping bags with some meat inside, which was thrown by someone near the cows as well. What could it be, please? Can you do istikhara? Name is, mother's name is, etc. Okay. So we'll send this on, inshallah. May Allah grant you patience. May Allah grant you better than what you had. All you can do is ask from Allah, and maybe He gives you a better. May Allah grant you a better replacement, inshallah. Remember, there's, I know sometimes we feel some loss, but sometimes that small loss is a remedy to a bigger loss. Maybe there was going to be something bigger, a bigger tragedy was going to occur, and this small loss happened and it saved you from a very big loss. So here, just to understand it in a worldly term, for example, you mentioned two cows. I don't know how many cows you've got. Maybe you might have a farm and you've got many cows, but only two cows
have passed away.
Whereas it could have been more or it could have been all, but some kind of problem was deterred. So only two of them passed away and you know, you're saved from a bigger loss. So sometimes even though it's a loss or it hurts or you feel hurt from something that's happened or some loss that you've occurred, but remember that Allah's will is best of plans, that there will be some hikmat, some wisdom in that loss, and it could be that you're safeguarded from such big tragedy and you were granted a smaller tragedy. So one should be in the means of thankfulness. Do shukr, give sadaqah, and inshallah we will do istikhara as well, and see what seems to be the problem, inshallah, azawajal. And we'll try to give you some spiritual cure as well, inshallah, azawajal. May Allah grant you patience. It is something which is difficult, it might not be like that pain hurt, but there is hurt there, at loss. May Allah grant you sabr and then reward you upon that sabr as well, inshallah.
Regarding, I think so they mentioned the daughter obviously have a illness, constantly illness and
also suffering from autism.
Autism as well. So Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatul Aliyah mentioned one critical wazifa for all type of illness, especially for the autism as well. If you write it down or take the picture, or if no, then nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, send someone over there and get a written one. Inshallah, with that, you will get your daughter will be cured from these type of illness, inshallah. The wazifa I'll mention, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin tibbil qulubi wa dawaiha wa afiyatil abdani wa shifaiha wa nuril absari wa diyaiha wa ala alihi wa sahabihi wa barik wa sallim. This is the Durood-e Pak. If you can write it down, then write it down and give it to your daughter to lick it. And then you can put this in the water and give it to her to drink it as well. Inshallah, with that, hopefully she will get cured from autism or any other illness, inshallah.
So if possible, basically you'll write this on a piece of paper and the ailing person, the sick person, the person who's unwell is to lick this Taweez, this Durood-e Pak, which is written. It's famously known as Durood-e Shifa. Durood-e Shifa. So this needs to be written on a piece of paper. Now, either they can lick this on a... does it mention how many times? Or just lick it daily, I think it just daily, mentions. Yeah. So this can be done. If for any reason this can't be done, then you can just put the written Durood-e Shifa as a Taweez form, and you can put it into a bottle of water and then consume that water, and obviously the Taweez will dissolve, the Durood-e Pak which has been written will dissolve into the water. More water can be added, and then that can be drunk as well, inshallah, and that is also a means of actually drinking or intaking that Taweez as well.
Regarding they have some sort of marriage issue or nachaki in the house, one wazifa particular I mention normally, I'll mention it again, inshallah. If you guys do that amal, inshallah, with that, both husband and wife will love each other, inshallah. After Salatul Asr, read Namazi Asr and Mishri, which is a sugar candy we call over here, or Mishri, probably everybody understands.
Yes, sugar candy.
So after the Asr Salah, sit down and put one piece of Mishri in the mouth and read 10 times Durood-e Pak, and then 101 times Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. On the end, again 10 times Durood-e Pak, and imagine if the wife's doing it, then imagine the husband is standing on the front of you and blow on him. And if the husband obviously wants to obviously get together, and then husband can do this amal as well. Same way, imagine the wife is standing on the front and blow it, inshallah, with that, they both love each other, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Somebody's requested a wazifa, Adil Bhai. They mentioned a couple of things. So if I can mention two things. One thing was sciatica in the legs. So if you can have a wazifa for sciatica. And the second thing that they mentioned was a vertigo. When the skin starts changing color, that pigmentation.
Yeah.
Vertigo. I'll leave them with you. I think I gave you. I think we're still waiting for. We've done the marriage issues, the evil eye one, and then the sciatica and the vertigo. I'll let you get these out, inshallah. We are coming on to the last quarter of the program as well. So I've had some of the istikhara replies have come back. So I'll just mention. I'll just mention what's come back anyway. Okay, in regards to the, and then maybe Adil Bhai, you can add this to your list as well. The istikhara, which was in regards to the confusion, it was mentioned that they're feeling confused. The istikhara reply has come back. I think you mentioned that you feel confused. And I think we're waiting for a vazifa for that as well. The istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, as a test. Alhamdulillah, there's no signs of anybody doing anything. There's no magic, etc. No asrat or anything like that. And no evil eye, etc. So it is a test And the test is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us patience and bring this test period to an end soon, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We'll ask Kadir Bhai to give us something for Azmaish as well, inshallah, before the end of the program. So that was your istikhara reply. In regards to the husband and wife, when they came back from Pakistan, and they've I think the Islamic sister mentioned about leg pain, especially the right leg, etc. And then she also mentioned in regards to husband ill and plus problems with sustenance, etc. We've already given the blessings in sustenance, wazifa. But the istikhara reply, alhamdulillah, laka shukr, that there's no magic, no asrat, amal, no evil eye, etc. Anything like that. The reply for both of you husband and wife has come back as Azmaish, as a test. Remember that the test is from Allah Azza wa Jal. People, or Allah, should I say that Allah's beloveds are tested by the Creator Himself, and they're tested through different means, whether it's through illnesses, whether it's through problems, difficulties, whether it feels like hurdles are coming, in your life, etc. So you are tested, and he who is patient is granted virtue for his patience, and also granted rewards for one being patient and one also going through that testing period as well. And ranks are raised. So do keep supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, this testing period will come to an end. There is light at the end of the tunnel, inshallah. So keep making supplication, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you steadfastness and make this testing period of yours come to an end soon. Another istikhara request was in regards to the two cows in the village where they died, etc. And there was certain matters. The istikhara reply has come back as amliyat. Amliyat, so it seems like something has been done. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, Adil Bhai, if you can give us something for amliyat, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if you can take a note of that. So indication was of amliyat for the person who sent that message in regards to the two cows of passing away. Just looking at this one. So there was another istikhara request, which was in regards to marriage issues. The spiritual cure was already given in regards to that. Alhamdulillah, Adil Bhai mentioned. Hoping you did take note of that. And the reply in the istikhara is of azmaish, is of a test. There's no evil eye, nobody's done anything on you to cause these sort of problems. It is just a test. So remain patient and act out upon the spiritual cure that has been given, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And if Allah wills, things will settle down, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ji, Adil Bhai. So that's them. Have you got a few more that you need to take out? Are they ready, or?
I'll give few, inshallah, because we got really short time. So.
Okay. I want to just conclude this as well. But anyway, okay.
One wazifa for the difficulties, or as obviously they came from the Pakistan, they seem to think there is something. And one wazifa, which is Ya Muta'ali, for a complicated and thought works, its practice is extremely beneficial. So try to recite this Ya Muta'ali all the time, or if not, then in the morning Fajr time, you can, after the Fajr, read it. Hopefully with that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, all difficulties, tensions will be get cleared, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Regarding, you just mentioned the magic. If somebody's have a issue regarding the magic, Ya Muhi, Ya Mumitu. 7 times they recite it daily, and blow on the hand and blow on yourself. If it's animals, then you can obviously recite and blow on them as well. Hopefully with that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, magic will not affect it. Regarding sciatica, they have a pain. 7 times, Ya Muhyi, before and after, through the park, blow on your hand, wherever you have a pain, just rub over that area, inshallah Azza wa Jal, pain will be cleared, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Vertigo, Aisab, burst. Surah Bayyina, just recite it and blow it on yourself, wherever you have a problem, or either blow on the water, food, and try to eat it. With that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this vertigo will be cleared as well, inshallah.
Subhanallah. That does bring us, we have actually pinched a minute, that does bring us to the end of the program. Thank you for sending in your messages. May Allah grant you blessings, remove your problems, raise your ranks, inshallah. And those of you who are suffering, may Allah bring that suffering to the end. Those who are going through tests, may Allah bring those testing periods to an end. And we will join you again, same time, same place, next week, only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.